You're listening to With Me, a collaboration between local hip-hop artists Still Gold and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. That song, With Me, is from Still Gold's 2019 album, The New Normal. But the release of this collaboration launched a set of virtual discussions between the two groups that explores connections across diverse songs and musical genres. It's really interesting. The seven discussions, called Us, A Celebration of Community, are part of a wider creative undertaking between Still Gold and the BSO. Their goal is to break down barriers between the orchestra and the greater Boston community. So with us now are Mo Pope, a Boston-based hip-hop artist and leader of the band Still Gold, and Thomas Wilkins, who is the youth and family concerts conductor for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Welcome to Radio Boston to both of you.
Thank you. Hey, Mo.
Hey, how you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing good, brother.
What's good?
So I listened to the first discussion over the weekend, and listeners, if you haven't heard it, it sounds a lot like what you just heard there, this kind of friendly, open discussion between people who really respect each other. And the first thing that really struck me were the stories that you told of how you discovered various genres of music as kids, through your families, through your neighborhoods. Mo, you got into a wide variety of music through your family. Tell us about those early memories.
For me, it's... I think that when you're in the inner city period, you're engulfed in hip hop all around you. You know, there's no way to escape that. It's going to permeate the way that you walk and the way you talk. And I love that about the inner city. You know, there's no way to stop that. And I love it. My family was just very, very different, you know, different age brackets. My mother had 9 brothers and sisters. So, you know, the age brackets changed how the music was received. You know, from Marvin Gaye to The Cure, I got it all in different doses.
Mo, I'm the youngest of 9 children, and everything I got exposed to in music came from those kids that really resonated. And then Thomas, you have a different kind of story about how you came to music. Compare and contrast that with what we just heard from Mo.
Yeah, well, there is some similarity in the fact that there was music being played in my home, but it was gospel music. Groups like Mighty Clouds of Joy, I still remember as a little boy. And Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye. So I heard all of this music going forward. But it was at 8 years old when I first heard a symphony orchestra live and in person that I just literally found my life's calling, even though I didn't have the words for it at the time.
It's really striking. So when the podcast starts, or the video starts, you two are, and the others in the group, Giannis Fulop, who is the archetype in Steel Gold, and Tim Hall, a saxophonist from Berkeley, you're all talking about your backgrounds, and then you start to compare and contrast notes on music. But this all came because of an outreach you did, Mo, a few years ago, where you basically said to the BSO, you could do a better job reaching the community, especially the Black and Brown community in Boston. What made you decide to do that outreach that got us here? And Thomas, then how did you react, Mo?
For me, it was about highlighting how much I respected and liked the BSO and how that had always been my dream. It started there. And then also to not just flower coat it, to let them know that there are a couple of other things that can be done to reach some people who aren't feeling comfortable walking into that building, who don't feel like they have the class and upstanding to be able to walk through those doors. And yeah, so that's pretty much it. And I think that the honesty of both sides is what's led to the conversations, you know.
So quickly, before I turn to Thomas, Mo, you said it had been your dream. What was your dream with the BSO?
I remember being a kid and just watching on PBS, seeing live orchestrated music. Orchestral music in and of itself is just beautiful, but I just remember being so young and being like, well, I hope I get to do something like that in my day. Whereas I become my love of hip hop music, I never thought that it would come in that form, but isn't that just like a wonderful way of just showing that music hits in any different way, every different whether you could possibly imagine to have music to have hip hop and this other element of music, orchestral music, that is seemingly not supposed to go together, but obviously it definitely does go together. Hip hop is everything beautiful, you know. So is symphonic music, you know.
So, Thomas, you're the youth and family concerts conductor. You're just hearing about Moe's Dream, and then he reached out to you and said, you guys can do better. How did you react, and what did you decide to do about it?
Well, we decided to act, first of all, and not just have a conversation. As you can tell, Moe and I, we just hit it off right from the start, because the things that we have in common outweigh anything that was different about the kinds of music that we make. And at the top of that list was the fact that we're not interested in labels. We're just interested in music and the love for music, and the fact that that love is the thing that generates our unity as human beings. So it was an easy thing to agree to, for sure. But then comes the task of really making it happen, and that's one of the things I'm really happy about with my colleagues at the BSO, is that to Moe's point about honesty and genuineness, we all took it seriously and just went for it, you know, and the result is something very beautiful. And to Moe's earlier point, this music belongs to no one. No one has ownership of it. We're all given it as a gift, and to think otherwise is just foolhardy.
I want to give listeners a little taste of the music sharing and discussion that you do in these discussions. We're going to use a couple of pieces of music here. First, this was a selection, Thomas, you made, and it's from Holst's The Planets. And this particular piece is Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. Let's listen to a little bit of that. So, Moe, you said you went on to listen to the whole thing. What did you like about it? What compelled you so much?
It's powerful. It's powerful. It has a sense of adventure. You know, speaking towards the universe here, you know, at the end of the day, it's very powerful. And that's what, again, not for nothing, that's what the music I love does to me. It makes me feel something, you know, and that definitely made me feel.
So I'm going to play now one of your selections, Moe. This is Outkast's Spotiati Dopalicious. Here it is. No. Thomas, you really embraced Moe's pick here.
Yeah.
Why did you feel so strongly about it? Tell us about your reaction.
Golly, the groove is so deep in that piece. It just takes me back to all kinds of music I heard as a kid growing up. I think about the Funkadelics or Tower of Power, anybody. But that horn lick that comes in is just mesmerizing. I cannot listen to that music without my body moving. I really dug it.
So let me ask both of you, you know, you really thoughtfully chose these pieces of music that you brought to this conversation, where you knew all the artists involved were going to be making connections across genres and styles. What did you use to choose the most important music to you for this discussion? Moe?
For me, it was tough, I'll be honest. Like, we only had a couple of picks each, so, and time is always of the essence. For me, it was like, all right, do I pick a hip-hop song to represent how beautiful hip-hop is to me, or do I actually tell the truth of what music moves me? Like, I picked the Cars?
You did, Drive.
Yeah.
But that, it moved me when I was a kid. I remember driving in the car when I was a kid and how it made me feel. And, yeah, so I just decided to be honest about my picks and those I wish that I had more, because I would play music for Thomas any day. He's such a wonderful person, and he's willing to listen, which is fantastic.
And Thomas, what went into your selections?
I went through the same leaps and hurdles that Mo did. I mean, it was a hard thing to do. I knew, though, that Mahler 1 was something that had to be on the list, but I even had trouble figuring out which movement from Mahler 1. And I finally came to the conclusion that I really wanted him to hear the last movement. It's the summation of the journey through the previous movements, and it's so powerful and wrenching. And I thought, this is a piece of music that knows every single note of this symphony, knows every fiber of my being. And so that was an easy big choice, at least. But also I chose music of John Coltrane, because I had friends who turned me on to Coltrane and Miles Davis, and the solo from Giant Steps is just from another planet, and it just stays with me forever. And so it was a combination of, like Mo says, something that really spoke to me, but also another thing that made a point that I really wasn't interested in labels, that all music was good to me.
Mo, sort of last word to you. Now, originally this collaboration was supposed to involve performance that, of course, along with so many other things, got canceled in the pandemic. So this is the beginning of what hopefully will be more collaborations, including live collaborations later. Briefly, for listeners who listen to these discussions, what do you want them to take away?
I think what Thomas said is best, is that it's all music, and it belongs to no one, and this shouldn't be a discussion on what is better or what class should listen to what or what have you. This isn't a either or thing, and that's what I really want to ride home is that this is a this and that thing. You can have both. You can have the beauty of a Philip Glass and a Beethoven and Mozart, and you can also have the beauty of KRS-One and BDP and NWA and DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, so.
Yeah. Well, that is Mo Pope of Steel Gold and Thomas Wilkins of the BSO. Mo and Thomas, thanks so much to both of you for joining us.
It was our pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll have a link to all 7 episodes. Visit our website at radioboston.org. We're going out here with Me by Steel Gold and members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. That's our show for today. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Tune in again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.